Our mission is internal, then external. It is first to repair ourselves so one can correct their reflection. When beginning the resistance, we set out to provide the cream of all knowledge available in this planetary system. With this, we were sure one could ascend into higher states of being. Once one was mended, or what we call remembered, they could then move to the next phase properly, which is to assist others in continuing the path to accomplish great things. There are three sides to the pyramid of knowledge: the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the mineral kingdom. When one understands the height of these creations, they have then gained a master's at the university of this world. Consider this. In the animal kingdom, you have the snake and the bird. The ancients zoomorphized all knowledge of elements as a way of encryption, so the interpretation is the snake is the L, or electric energy, as it hisses and spits. The bird will always be light and gentle, representing the magnetic field that many a magus learns to control. With electric and magnetic energy cycling properly, you are perpetually immortal. In the plant kingdom, you have many mediators. They are the plants that build bridges between our kingdom and their own. This is so we can make communion with them to understand vast expanses of what time has produced. In every plant, we will find the unique design of various planets. With the mineral kingdom, you will find the most noble allies, many of whom are firmly purified and true to the cause, a collective essence of frequencies that connect to many worlds. There are few better instructors than pure crystals, and few better conductors than the elements in monatomic state. Since everything that exists can also be seen somewhere in a fractal, if there is anything that we have come to tell humanity is that life here is like life in your mother's womb. When it is time to exit, it will be because you have gotten too big and must be ejected into a larger womb, so the same thing can happen over again. A womb is a matrix. Each time you will gain more experience, more possibility, more understanding of the Most High, which is the totality of everything. How can we truly expect to know the Most High fully if we are still discovering what everything really is? Our actuality could never be half empty. We have discovered a balanced direction. My name is James Evans Beaumaire, Director of the Planetary Resistance,